make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also build your credit by paying your rent on time. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
The Mount Olive Baptist Church of Alexandria is prayerfully seeking a full-time pastor. The candidate must be licensed and ordained in the Baptist faith and be a visionary with sound judgment and discernment, with at least 2 years of pastoral experience, with effective written and oral communication skills. Be growth-oriented and demonstrate financial responsibility and the ability to work effectively with people. To apply, please submit a current resume, 3 letters of recommendation, a copy of your license, or your ordination certificate, and a CD or DVD of a recent sermon. The email address is mobcpastorselect@gmail.com. The mailing address is the Mount Olive Baptist Church, P.O. Box 5864, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. The deadline is Friday, July 31st at 12 noon. The Mount Olive Baptist Church of Alexandria is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Hello, Governor John Bel Edwards here. We're now in phase two of reopening. Thanks to many of you, we continue to flatten the curve. More businesses are now able to operate, and that means more people are out and about. Remember, COVID-19 is still here. So to my friends age 65 and older and those with an underlying illness, you are still safer at home. Everyone, wear your mask and social distance. Visit coronavirus.la.gov for more information. God bless.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Every day when I wake up, I can see His mercies all around me. And in every circumstance, His plans for me is to succeed.
Yeah. unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
You know, you folks are just so incredible, and I thank you so much for tuning in to the Ham Camp. It's the Wade Hampton Show on this Wednesday morning. Keela Richardson, you just heard her with So Good. We're playing the top songs from around the country right here on this radio station, and we thank you for being a part of it. We're going to get ready to do Bible Jeopardy clue number 3, and what I want you to do is answer in the form of a question by putting who is or what is. Say the words who is or the words what is in front of your response, all right? Are you ready for clue number 3? All right. Let's go. Bible Jeopardy clue number 3. According to 1 John, how did God show his love to the world? According to 1 John, how did God show his love to the world? Is it that he sent his son? He created a beautiful earth? He fulfilled all promises made? Or he sent many prophets? According to 1 John, how did God show his love to the world? Did he send his son, created a beautiful earth? Or could it be that he fulfilled all promises made? Or he sent many prophets? Which one of those is true? 1 John 4:9 is where you go for the answer if you don't know it. Give me a call either way, 318-484-2500 or toll free, 1-877-464-2500, so that you can become a platinum listener, just like some of my folks here. All right, Corin Hawthorne, won't he do it? Well, it's great to have you in the Ham Camp, Miss Birth Page. You heard Bible Jeopardy clue number 3. What's your response?
Who is sent his son?
Yeah. What is sent his son? That would be a very good response, Miss Bertha Page. Glad to have you here.
Okay, thank you, and have a nice day.
This is KAYT and KQJOFM. 5 cities strong all day long. 4-7.
That's my only station.
My name is Antoinette Turner. I'm calling from Monroe, Louisiana. I'm requesting to hear Tina Campbell, Destiny.
I've got a destination in my view. The road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey, no matter come what may. I'll become better and stronger and wiser. Every day I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I see. It is the things I hope for, believing that it will come. No matter how long it takes, I know God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that I win. His will is that I fight on. His will is that I live. Ooh, he gave me what I needed when he gave me his son. He gave me hope and a future. He gave me the grace. Everything about this old girl, making me brand new in every way. So I'm singing hallelujah. I'm not what I used to be. I'm following Jesus every day to reach my me. I believe I'll sing it again. Hallelujah. I'm not what I used to be. I'm following Jesus every day to reach my destiny. I believe I'll sing it again.
All that I am. And everything I survived, it's all because of you.
I thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small. The times of victory and when I fall,
oh my.
I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall.
I thank you for
very latest from Mr. Marvin Sapp. That's called Thank You For It All. Oh, yeah, that's good stuff right here on the Wade Hampton Show. We're KAYT KQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. You ever heard someone who speaks in a foreign dialect or foreign accent and you know they're from here? Well, don't laugh at them, because foreign accent syndrome may be the issue. It's a rare side effect of brain trauma. Patients speak their native language, but they speak it in a foreign dialect. And if you've gone through some type of brain trauma, that could very well have happened. So, you know, I'm just saying, you just be on the lookout for that. Somebody with a fake, you think it's a fake accent. It's called foreign accent syndrome. Now, just in case you hadn't already heard the correct response in Bible Jeopardy clue number 3, we're going to get to that right now. According to 1 John, how did God show his love to the world? Is it that he sent his son? Maybe he created a beautiful earth. Well, maybe he fulfilled all promises made. Or he sent many prophets. According to 1 John, how did God show his love to the world? Well, 1 John 4:9 has the correct answer. And if you said, what is he sent his son?
That's the obvious correct answer. What is he sent? His son. Good for you. All right, all right, all right. Hey, we've got birthdays and anniversaries coming up here on the program. More music after that. We thank you so much for tuning in to the Wade Hampton Show on KAYT KQJOFM. Go ahead, stick and stay.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Hi, this is Angela Clayton Murray coming to you with your inspirational domain quote for today. Today's quote will be on the shepherd. And the 23rd Psalms lets us know the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And I had a friend who called me. We're dealing with this coronavirus. It's really affecting so many people that are far and near to us, close to us, our loved ones, our friends. And I had a friend who contacted me and she told me that her husband had been tested twice and both of his tests came back negative, saying that he did not have the virus. But his health just kept declining and he kept getting sick. So they took him to the ER, and when they got to the ER, the doctor ran tests. He did an x-ray and a CT scan, and they found out that his lungs were covered with the COVID virus. And death casts a frightening shadow over us because we are entirely helpless in his presence. We can struggle with other enemies also, such as pain, suffering, disease, injury, but strength and courage cannot overcome death. It has the final word. Only one person can walk with us through death's dark valley and bring us safely to the other side, the God of life, our shepherd. Because life is uncertain, we should follow this shepherd who offers us eternal confidence. God is our shepherd, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. We have an advocate who will stand for us, fight for us, and who will protect us. We just have to place everything in the hands of Jesus, and we have to trust that God is with us no matter what the circumstances look like. God is our shepherd. Stay tuned for more inspirational domain quotes with Angela Clayton Murray. Have a blessed day, and remember, God is love.
Weeds of Life, Mastering Growth, the new book by Alexandria native Shaniva Thomas. The book is inspired by life events and her faith in God that brought her through trials and tribulations. Shaniva is a kidney failure survivor, a proud mother of seven, a grandmother, a sister, and a friend, and her story needs to be told. Weeds of Life, Mastering Growth. Signed copies of Weeds of Life, Mastering Growth can be obtained Saturday, August 1st from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at Pooh's Grocery, 605 Pacific Avenue in Boyce, Louisiana, and from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Peacock Event Center, 1724 Bank Drive in Alexandria. Alexandria native Shaniva Thomas, author of Weeds of Life, Mastering Growth, is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers.
Relaxers?
Baby, natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Do you ever wonder what God thinks about you? I've heard people say all kinds of things from, oh, how he loves me, to, I bet he's really sad when he looks at me, or even mad. I believe God is characterized by love. It's who he is and what he does, and how he wants us to be as well. I love Jeremiah 29:11, which says in the New King James Version, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God thinks thoughts of peace toward you. When I know I'm loved and am capable of loving others through Him, my life is overtaken by peace and hope. I wish the same for you. Too often we keep ourselves from a life of hope because of how we're thinking incorrectly about how God looks at us. Let yourself be loved, my friends. More hope can be found at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live whole.
I've got a bunch of friends that celebrate July 15th as their birthday. Let's get to the list and say happy birthday to them. We'll begin with Miss Diana, Just Being Me Yarbrough. She's celebrating her 48th birthday today. What a blessing. Happy birthday to you. Happy 33rd birthday for Brother Talvin Blanco Cornell. Good morning. Happy birthday wishes going out for Miss Luana Stringer. Good morning to you. And happy 50th birthday, Brother Gregory Davis, this morning. How about saying happy birthday to Pat Boss? Good morning and happy birthday to you. It's a 55th birthday for Miss Angela Israel. Good morning to you. Courtney Gistorb is celebrating her birthday today. Good morning and happy birthday to you. Miss Tara Therese is celebrating a birthday this morning. What a blessing that is. And to all the birthday people, even if we did not say your name here on the radio, just know that we love you, we're thinking about you, and we want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
If you happen to run into any of the birthday people around town, if you think it's safe to do, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and yes, maybe even some cash money, and let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. I'd like to read a verse from the book of life, the Bible. Galatians 5:13.